AircheckDownloads.com.
American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like the Energy AM 1340 KIST, Santa Barbara, California, FM 100 Means Music, WMC, Memphis, Tennessee, and Power 95 WPLJ, New York, New York. Here's the singer from New Jersey, now based in New York, who took home two American Music Awards a couple weeks ago. I wonder how she'll do with the Grammys. Up six strong notches to number five, here's Whitney Houston. How will I know? Whitney Houston on American Top 40, the 22-year-old who makes her home in New York City, born in East Orange, New Jersey. She's at number five, moving up six notches with How Will I Know? Four big ones to number one as the countdown continues.
KC's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
Billboard ranks them AT40, counts them down. And this week, Billy Ocean sails up three notches with a hit from the movie Jewel of the Nile. At number four, When the Going Gets Tough.
When the going gets tough.
Billy Ocean at number four, moving up three with the song When the Going Gets Tough, The Tough Get Going, from the movie The Jewel of the Nile. An unknown actor once wrote a movie script that a studio offered $150,000 for. But the out-of-work actor wouldn't sell until they agreed to let him play the lead, a role that's made him the most popular movie hero in the world today. Details and a song from his latest movie are coming up.
The hits from coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
You're hearing the 40 best and biggest.
Number three.
Here are the duo who have had five top 40 hits, and every one of them has reached the top five. It's Wham! And I'm Your Man. At number three, again this week, that's Wham! And I'm Your Man. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40 in Hollywood. Now, we're up to a hit song from a movie that stars the most popular movie hero in the world today. An actor and writer who's a lot like the heroic characters he plays. Back in 1976, he was struggling in Hollywood as an unknown, although he'd acted in a few minor films. Then he came up with an idea for a picture, and he was so excited about it that he wrote the script, he said, in less than 4 days. With his wife at the typewriter, he dictated the whole thing in an almost nonstop session that ran for 86 hours. Then he sent the script to a number of top studios and producers, and he waited. Everybody turned it down. That is, except for the producing team of Robert Chartoff and Irwin Winkler. They liked the story and offered the actor-writer $150,000 for it. But they insisted that a name star like a James Caan had to play the lead. Well, the out-of-work actor had only $100 in the bank, but he told his wife, quote, "I'd rather burn this script than sell it to be done by another actor." Eventually, the producers gave in, and they took a gamble. And this stubborn actor-writer got to play the stubborn, gutsy fighter in his story. And it became the surprise hit of 1976. It won the Oscar for Best Picture. And it made a huge star out of the man who created the Italian stallion, Rocky Balboa. The creation of Sylvester Stallone. To date, the four Rocky films have taken in more than $500 million. And the theme song from Sylvester Stallone's Rocky IV is at number two this week. Here's Survivor with Burning Heart. Second week at number two for Burning Heart from the Rocky IV soundtrack. That's Survivor on American Top 40. Now, as we get set to hear the number one song, let's check out the number ones on Billboard's other charts. Number one on the album chart is The Broadway Album by Barbra Streisand. Number one on the country chart is Hurt by Juice Newton. And number one on the soul chart and the pop chart is the same song. The song that reunites the team of songwriter Burt Bacharach and singer Dionne Warwick. Burt says, "No one can sing my songs like she can." And Dionne says, "He knows my voice as if it were elastic. He knows when to stretch it and when to let go." Well, Burt and Dionne's reunion has paid off. For the fourth week in a row, the number one song in the land, written by Burt Bacharach and Carol Bayer-Sager, and sung by Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, and Gladys Knight, is That's What Friends Are For. Dionne and Friends with the number one song for the fourth week in a row. All the proceeds from this record, That's What Friends Are For, are going to research for AIDS. And there you have them, the 40 most popular records in America, determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending February 8th, 1986. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Our mailing address is American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California. Our executive producer is Tom Rounds, producer Don Bastani, with Matt Wilson, Meryl Schindler, Daryl Morton, Dana Schwartzwalder, Ann Stroeker, Alan Kaltman, Richard Crowther, Mike Williams, Ron Shapiro, Stu Jacobs, and Linda Kelly. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Aircheckdownloads.com.